Hey, Jake, what's the worst part about reading?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
See, look, see what it says? It says, you can't do other stuff while you read.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the worst part about reading?
You can't do other stuff while you're doing it.
That's right. Until now. Guys, we have a new sponsor, and it's Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. So basically, they sell you books that you can listen to instead of read.
Thank God. You finally don't have to look at the words anymore.
Yeah.
You just hear them.
You know how it's dangerous to, like, drive while you're holding a book and reading? It's, like, almost illegal, actually.
It straight up is.
Yeah. Well, now you can listen
to... almost illegal that it is.
Imagine that. So now you can listen to a book whilst driving, whilst cooking, whilst cleaning, whilst doing anything else you want.
Not unlike the way you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that, only much more interesting and literary, and you'll become smarter because of it instead of, yeah, instead of dumber. So customers download their choices, and they can access them on their PC, burn them onto CDs, or upload them to their iPods or MP3 devices. They have a library of over 150,000 titles.
Yeah, but Amir, do they have my favorite book, Lord of the Rings?
They do.
Nice.
And my suggestion is A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson.
Very lovely.
Which was suggested to me by Streeter, and I did the stupid thing, and I read it like a dummy.
Loser.
I was an idiot.
You're a nerd for that. So,
but what can we do to help you out even more? You can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today by signing up at www.audiblepodcast.com/ifiwereyou.
That is www.audiblepodcast.com/ifiwereyou.
That's right. Users can purchase individual books, or for real savings, they can sign up for an Audible listener program, which gives them book credits each month for a low, low monthly fee. It's cheap. It's easy. It's affordable. It's convenient. It's audible.com. Now, let's get this party started, because we had a pretty chill guests this episode.
Very true.
We talked to three-time NBA champion Rick Fox, and also three-time NBA champion son Kyle Fox.
Toda.
I assure you things got real. Please enjoy.
I think I'm rolling.
Really?
Yeah. That was some real EDM trance hip hop electronica.
If I gave you two guesses as to where that fan lives, what would you say?
I would say Iceland.
That's correct. Iceland is correct.
Is that true?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, I knew it.
His or her name is Eagle Sigur Svinsson.
Yes.
And they're from Iceland.
His name sounds like the song.
Yeah. Rick Fox is here.
I know someone from Iceland.
Who?
I used to call her Icy.
Bjork.
No, not Bjork.
I just like to imagine a world where you call Bjork icy.
Yeah, her name was Berglund.
Berglund?
Yeah, look her up.
How did you meet her?
I met her here in Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I think it was a party somewhere here in Hollywood. It was long ago.
Yeah.
I can understand why you called her Icy, because Berglund's the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
Well, change her name to Icy.
Her name was Icy, and she was beautiful. She was incredible. Tall. She's probably like 5'10".
Yeah, the shortest
woman
in
I think
in
she
Iceland.
Was Miss Iceland.
When I Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
When we were in Iceland, every girl I saw in Iceland was either the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
Or a potato.
Like, or a potato.
Or they were a potato with eyes.
It was either the most beautiful girl I've ever seen or an Icelandic gentleman.
Right.
There was no difference.
But that was a nice intro. That was really a nice intro.
I loved it.
That was one of our icy. Yeah. They have a YouTube channel, this person does. I don't know if it's a band or a solo act, but it's youtube.com/theadiode.
What?
Theadiode.
Got it.
So if you like music from Iceland, every music from Iceland sounds like that.
Perfect.
And that's what it sounds like when
Kyle
open
is
their
here
mouths.
Too.
Yeah, I'm also here.
Sorry about that.
You only introduced his dad.
His daddy.
I thought we were going to be cool, Amir, but this is.
I guess I apologize. Jake's dad is also here. We haven't introduced him yet either.
Yeah, but he's not going to speak to me. Are you, Dad?
That's what you get for not sending him up with a credit card for college. That's what you get.
My dad and Kobe Bryant just sitting over there in the corner.
Stewing together.
Never say a word on the podcast.
That was a deep pull. That was like a episode 8 pull that Kobe Bryant is always on the podcast.
I think we've said it on two episodes now. So now this is the third. This makes it official.
So, Kyle, you not only have submitted a question of your own once, but you've listened to every episode of ours.
I don't want to freak you out, but I've listened to every episode at least 3 times. Because I listened to it once, and then I listened to it again.
Freaking me out.
But it's so sad because, like, you know, you show up, and I'm like, how am I going to tell these people that I've listened to not only every episode, but multiple times on every episode?
You're going to tell us on air during the podcast.
I mean, this feels right.
I love it.
I prodded him to. Yeah. So, Rick, just in case you haven't listened to every episode 3 times, which I'm sure
only twice. I'd actually just like to cut in. He's lying. He's never listened to the podcast. I tried to put it
on the way here. Yeah, he said, "No, God damn it, Kyle! I'm trying to drive."
I like the spontaneity. I said I want to be able to not prepare myself for the questions.
Well, let's have Kyle explain it to his dad then.
Yeah, how does the show work?
Yeah, Kyle, explain it. You're putting me on the spot here.
Not to put you on blast.
Yeah, you're. I don't know. Okay. It's me and Kyle. we get questions from people who they email in at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Wow.
And better than Amir so far.
I know, right? And then we give advice, and it's not always good, but we at least try to be funny. I mean,
that's.
What else can you say? That was perfect.
You're on the show now.
I'll host it with Kyle.
Be careful. Tread lightly. Yes. He won't leave.
I will be on the show.
As long as you're willing to do all the work that Amir does, which is just reading the questions, recording the podcast, editing the podcast, posting the podcast, promoting the podcast, and reaching out to sponsors, then I'm willing to take you on as my partner.
Because you have everything else.
Yeah.
Height. Just in case we ever form a basketball team.
I would like to take this time. Jake, what do you do here?
You're looking at it. I just sort of interrupt. And I needle Amir, and I compliment you, you handsome, dapper gentleman.
I wanted to follow up with Kyle's question, but maybe we'll do that during the break.
Yeah, we should do that during the break.
Yeah, it's definitely a break thing.
Let's get to actually answering some of these people's questions. These are real emails from real people, Rick Fox. But we're going to give them. They're not necessarily
from
Iceland.
From other places in the world?
I wonder if we're popular in Iceland, we should go back and do a live podcast in Iceland.
Yeah, but not in Reykjavik either. So this first email is from a lady, so we have to give her a fake name. You want to come up with fake names for us?
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
He came up with a fake name for Berglund, so we know there absolutely needs to be a theme, though.
That's the point.
So you can do, like, I don't know, ladies you went to college with.
How many questions do we get? 10,000?
Yes.
You don't have to use real full names, but, you know, some sort of lady's name. First
initial. Nickname. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll start with Kristen.
All right.
Kristen.
Kristen.
I know I started with Kristen.
Oh, very good.
I'm sorry, Chris. Last name? We full name?
No.
We're yeah, well, okay. I'm gonna after we're done recording, I'm gonna want to know the last name of the full name so I can look her up.
This one's a doctor of pharmacy.
Wow.
She's actually like a brainiac.
She made something of herself.
Yeah, she sure did.
Unlike you.
We are making fun of her on a podcast.
So I guess we have the upper hand. We're smart now. All right. Kristen writes, hey guys, I have a little problemo on my hands. I recently found out that my boyfriend is doing steroids. Before we dated, he was lanky and scrawny, but then he started to go to the gym and I became more attractive to how buff he was, and I dated him, and now we're in a serious relationship. One of his gym friends recently told me that the way he got good looking and muscly is by using steroids and that he is still using them. Should I confront him and tell him to stop or pretend that I don't know and let him keep doing it? I really like his muscles, and I'm scared that I won't be as attracted to him if he becomes scrawny again, but I've heard that drugs can sometimes ruin sex lives. What should I do? Please help. Thanks, Kristen.
So just so we're clear, all of her concerns are
for
surface,
her,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I like his muscles, and I don't want him to be scrawny, but if he keeps doing steroids, I'm afraid the sex won't be as good for me.
Yeah, for me.
Right.
What is best for me?
Kristen was like that in college, too.
This actually is Kristen.
I didn't take any performance enhancing drugs in college, so I won't be
didn't
in danger of not making the Major League Hall of Fame. But
yeah. Is that an issue for college athletes and or professional athletes?
Not that I'm aware of. I think for professional athletes, they...
But like in other sports, it seems more prevalent.
That are maybe faced with the challenge of staying in the league or progressing in the league.
Right.
Some of them may make poor decisions and head the direction of performance. PEDs, as we call them. See, we call them PEDs.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
We call them steroids. We call them PEDs.
That's cool.
But I think that's the problem. That's the problem that Kristen's worried about, performance... Erection dysfunction with the steroids.
PED
indeed. that would be the one of the main reasons. Other than I just wouldn't have known where to get them from, and I necessarily didn't need them.
So you would have done them?
No, I wouldn't have done them.
Let me be clear. I
just did not know where to find them.
When I was in high school, a bunch of people started doing steroids, and. But, like, everyone was so lazy that they just got fat. Like, they were just doing steroids and not lifting. So they were just...
They were expecting it to be like you take the steroids and then just instantly a six-pack grows in your body.
Like Popeye eating spinach. We're like, now I'm muscly. That's not how... You have to, like, lift obsessively.
Yeah, well, I wonder what steroids does anatomically. Does it just make muscle grow faster?
I don't know. I have fucking... Yeah.
I plead the fifth. I have no idea.
All I know is that it makes your head bigger, for one.
And it makes your testicles
your head
smaller.
Grows and your... Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get back pain, right?
Right. The worst side effect of all, zits on your back, God forbid.
Right. So you're big and muscly, but your penis is shriveled and unusable. So it's like, why did I get muscles? Because now I can't use my penis.
I think we need to get back to the fact that this person is just awful in general.
And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not worthy.
She's
let's
only
bring that up.
He was lanky and losery, and then he got buff, and now I'm attracted to him. But the way he did it was a little suspect, and I don't know whether to dump him or not.
But not because she's concerned about, like, steroids can cause a heart attack, basically, right? They're very unhealthy.
Yeah.
Could easily lead to your death.
Yes, but she's just worried about it leading to a low libido.
Do we have any advice for this person?
I think we just have to scold her.
Yes, put this person on a full blast.
A full 100% blast.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Turn the mics up.
Well,
Kristen, let's just go around the room saying, Kristen, how dare you?
I'll start, since it brought up a lot of feelings for me.
Wow.
You're talking to the actual Kristen.
Kristen, how dare you?
Kristen, how dare you?
Kristen, how dare you?
Kristen, good work.
Whoa.
She knows what she wants.
You know, you were scrawny and lanky, and you've been lifting, and now you're getting bigger.
Yeah, but I'm bigger in a still lanky way.
I see.
I'm not
That's
like
what you want to be though.
People I'm not actually gaining
bodies.
Weight.
They don't want the jakes.
Oh,
I mean, what do you mean the jakes? I mean, are you saying I'm too bulky, too buff?
Yeah, you're a little bit too much. I mean,
I'm too muscly.
Yeah,
you get that a lot.
You get that a lot, don't you?
Do you think the three of us could beat up your dad if all three of us?
I myself could beat up my dad.
No
That's
way.
Just,
really?
Yeah, I could.
Oh, maybe I could see that.
I've been taking martial arts for
8 years. All right, fine. You and your dad versus me in a mirror. Do you think
we would absolutely lose?
Ask him how many times he's tried to beat me up.
How many times have you tried to beat your dad up?
Zero. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, because he... Oh, shit.
Well, he's got the height.
That's it.
You got the height and the reach.
That's right. He knows better.
I feel like, Rick, you're the only professional athlete that's lost weight since he retired from basketball.
That is funny that you say that because
that's true, right?
It's a recent occurrence. That's
You're in better shape now than you were when you played basketball for a living.
I definitely was when I first retired. The first few years, I think I could have been a fitness model. And then I don't know why, maybe because I didn't have to go play games.
Yeah.
I had all the time and recovery on my own.
And you were just working out?
So just working out every day. Playing golf, working out, and clubbing out.
Clubbing out.
That's where I'm at, Berglund.
So, I see. What up, baby?
What up, baby? But other than that, yeah, you don't – your life as a professional athlete when you're playing is filled with responsibility to actually show up and compete.
Right.
So and the level at which you're competing is so intense that the recovery – finds you just laid out in beds eating food and just...
Well, that's why a bunch of athletes, like, they come back in September, or I'm talking about basketball players, they come back in September and October out of shape, and then they play... That's what they said about Shaq. He plays his way into shape by the time the playoffs start.
He was just talking about that with me the other day. We were in...
You talked to Shaq?
I talked to
the Diesel?
Yeah, I talked to the Diesel.
Sir!
Diesel and I were talking at Turner. They were covering the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Playoffs, actually. Not Finals yet, but... And we were watching a game. We were recanting some of our memories from our days together playing. And he would say, he said to me, you remember when I used to like to come in and you know, training camp and kind of work my way into shape? And I was like, yeah, no, I remember. It used to piss a lot of people off.
Whatever. It pissed them off so much they gave me $128 million.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess as long as you're playing good in April, it doesn't matter how fat you are in October.
You know, for some people, they can, you know, to him, he could get away with that.
Yeah.
But it was a bad example for the young players that don't have his talent.
Right.
And it would actually really, really annoy Kobe, to say the least, because Kobe worked around the clock.
Kobe, what do you think?
Kobe, We've got him right here.
No, nah, Kobe and my dad are both shaking their heads. All right. They don't want to talk. Clam it up.
Yeah, that's the problem. When non-good players become fat, then you're really fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens a lot, unfortunately. It does.
I hate to bring this back to the question, guys, but...
No, how dare you?
Sorry, we're talking about Shaq.
We're trying to put Shaq on blast.
Would never.
Let's at least give an answer so we can move on. I mean,
this guy really is.
We're on the podcast.
Let's focus, people. All right, we had a fun little time. But
I'm
please.
Literally the guest. I don't know why I'm wrangling you guys in.
You're like hearing your dad talk about basketball is maybe the most interesting thing in the world for Amir.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the most boring thing.
It is the most boring thing for me and Jake.
What's going on with Kristen and her relationship? Dad, we're talking about Shaq.
Who cares what he was saying?
Shaq, Kobe, whatever.
What would Shaq say?
I've been hearing that since
girl.
I was three.
I have, actually. That's a true fact.
We had the championship parade, the first one in 2000.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there. I took Kyle to join me.
This is the best story.
And he was there, and he
How old were
wanted,
you?
Seven?
He was no. You were like no. I, you were five. Maybe?
I was maybe
you were
five.
You were six. You were six.
Six.
All right, because you were born in 94. He was six, and we're having this massive parade, and we're up on the stage, and Shaq's, you know, can you dig it?
Yeah,
and all this stuff is going on, and the confetti's coming down, and I can't find my son, and he's like behind, running around, the confetti sliding all over the place. Right. Fast forward, this becomes a regular occurrence, right? Every year.
This is like a yearly thing. It's like Christmas.
It's a yearly thing, right? I'm thinking, look, Kyle, we won again. Dad has a trophy.
Yeah.
Still doesn't care.
Offense, right? Still doesn't care. Hates the moment. It's the third one. We're getting in the car to drive downtown, and he's like, where are we going? And I go, hey, we got a championship parade again. Kyle goes, oh, not that again. Right?
That is a true story.
He did not.
Even at age eight, you weren't even following the games. You're like, but why is dad?
No, I couldn't. I did not care at all.
Why is dad in New Jersey? Oh, well,
yeah,
doesn't matter.
That's literally what it was. I was in Boston, just goes, where's dad? He's like, he's in Wyoming or something. I don't care. What is this?
They don't have a team in Wyoming.
Shut up. Yes, they do.
Maybe someday there'll be a franchise in Wyoming. Just not yet.
They don't have a team in
Wyoming.
Yeah,
but he used to kill me. He could care less.
Do you still not give a shit about basketball?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just now kind of getting into it. Like, I'm just now sort of like, oh, Blake Griffin, that's cool.
He likes podcasts.
I literally listen to your guys' podcasts. Like, that's my life. I could give a shit about basketball.
So funny, you listen to the podcast more than I do.
Yeah,
which absolutely. I haven't listened to an episode.
I would really like to bring this up. All jokes aside, do you listen to the podcast?
No.
Why?
I don't understand. Because he experiences it.
I'm experiencing it right now. I'm going to listen to this every day. Are you kidding me? I was on the podcast. My girlfriend's going to be listening to this every day too.
Oh, you're going to ruin the story.
Sorry. There's a story for all of you.
Let's get to question number two.
Oh wait, we still have an answer.
Kristen, how dare you?
Kristen, I really do think Kristen, how dare you? I think you're worried about all these superficial things.
Well, let me say this. Let's try to equate it to something real, right?
Real than being buff? That's the
realest thing there is. When a girl gets a breast enhancement, right, that can cause a lot of pain and back problems, right? So let's equate it to that. What would you say to a guy who had a girlfriend who got a breast enlargement surgery?
Well, breast enhancements aren't illegal. Steroids are against the law.
Now you're just getting into semantics.
Is the law semantics? Let me rebut.
So he drives without a license.
You guys don't value the law. You don't respect the law at all.
I mean, we're a little bit above the law.
Let me rebut this. Are steroids illegal, or are they just against sports rules?
They're just against sports rules. No, you can take steroids.
Steroids.
Doctors prescribe steroids to people who need them.
Yes, but only when you really need them. Like if you have
eczema, I put steroid cream on my.
Like if you had, I feel like if you had SARS or the swine flu, you get steroids or something like almost kills you. It boosts your muscle.
So you're saying just using steroids for the sake of getting stronger is illegal?
I'm pretty positive they're illegal.
Unfortunately, we're all idiots.
Permission to use my phone.
No,
gentlemen.
I can't wait.
Request submitted.
The websites that come up with is steroids legal?
It's at least unhealthy. I think she should. She should be concerned about her boyfriend if she cares.
But
about
she's
him.
Not. Though.
Yeah, and I think that you're not. It's a fundamental problem with the relationship.
I mean, it's not with the relationship. It's just with you. You're a bad person.
Yeah. Well, you're looking deep into my eyes when you said that. I want to be sure you're talking
right at you.
You're a bad person. That was piercing. I'd really hate to be on the actual receiving end of that.
So maybe your priorities are a little out of whack if that's what you're concerned about. Let this guy go. You got some good steroid loving out of it.
Or just date him until he dies. I mean, if that's...
Yeah, which is probably right around the corner if the steroids are a thing.
That's true.
You know, it's because of girls like this that guys even take steroids.
Exactly.
She's incentivizing it.
The two, I typed are steroids, and the two most common searches are steroids illegal and are steroids legal? I wonder, which the person who wants to take steroids, like, are they legal, please?
Yeah.
No, and then I wanted them to be illegal.
What's the answer? Is it a gray area?
You need a prescription from a doctor.
Okay.
Well, that's not illegal then.
Yeah.
You get it.
Is it like how you need a prescription from a doctor to get marijuana? How you just say you have asthma or anxiety and they give you steroids?
Well, I'm on Yahoo Answers, so who the fuck knows?
Are there certain states that steroids are legal in?
Yeah, like Colorado and Washington. Yeah.
They're so progressive, those states.
They have edible steroids. They put them in brownies now. Yeah. I would take a steroid brownie, but you don't know how long it takes to wear off, you know, and you don't know the dosage. It's dangerous.
Wait, steroids are illegal.
Are illegal?
They are illegal.
Okay.
I'm starting to feel very bad. We're 30 minutes into the podcast.
Let's move
question
on.
In. As a viewer,
sound off in the comments,
bad.
Y'all.
Specifically lawyers. Let's get to the next non-steroid based question. We need a dude, a guy you went to high school with.
But you also dated.
Sorry.
Or the girl with the most masculine name.
Yeah.
Rick didn't have any male friends in college. It was all women.
I was on a team, so I had a ton of teammates.
Sure.
One of my teammates was named King.
King.
King. That's a masculine name.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a
King David, actually.
He's King David, really?
Yeah.
Dope.
Pretty badass.
He's a coach now, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Your name is Rick Fox, and you had the second coolest name on the team.
I know, right? It's like
crazy.
Damn. That's rough.
His last name was David, and his first name was King?
His middle name was David. His first name was King David Rice.
David King Rice. Damn. That
King,
is cool.
No, King David Rice.
King David Rice.
You have to understand, his first name was King. We've got to get that through to you.
King Rice.
Yeah. I think, well...
I was almost named after him, wasn't I? Very close.
I was about to be King Fox. Like that.
Oh, my God! Like, you fucked up, dude.
I tried to name him. It was my mom. My mom was against it.
Kyle?
I was trying, you know, so she gave me the K
to
for
be,
Kyle.
To be fair, though, my full name is Kyle Alexander Fox, which means Handsome King of Men Fox.
That's dope.
That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah.
If you want to compete, my real name is Ulrich Alexander Fox. Which
Ulrich.
Ulrich means ruler of men. Great ruler, Alexander.
You can't go wrong with Fox, is the long and the short.
My name is Jacob Hurwitz. It means held by the heel.
Amir Shmuel Fox.
Can you imagine if this guy's name was Rice King?
That's so much worse.
Instead of King Rice. I'm the Rice. I love rice so much. I'm the king of it.
It's like Uncle Ben we were talking about in the last episode.
We're always talking about rice.
All right. Hey guys, about a month ago, a girl I had been dating for over a year convinced me to get rid of my dog. She brought up some very reasonable points. I'm never at home, my dog might benefit from having a bigger yard, my house would be cleaner, I can get new furniture, etc. We made the decision together and I started making improvements on my home. It was sad, but we were working through it. Well, last week she broke up with me out of the blue, partially because she said I blamed her for making me get rid of my dog, which admittedly I did. I don't really care that I got it broken up with, but now I totally miss my dog. I gave my dog to a shelter, and through a little bit of Facebook stalking, I actually was able to figure out where they sent him to live. Should I steal my dog from his new owner? He has a history of running away, so I figure I can get away with it as long as I left the gate open or something. I live far enough away that I don't think I'll ever run into them or risk getting caught. What do you think I should do? Any advice you can give would be greatly appreciated. Ta-da in advance, King David Rice.
Actually, right now? Like, is this where we're at in the podcast? Like,
yeah.
Where people are calling in about asking about crimes?
Like, yeah. Like
this is two illegal things. Steroids?
Well, can you look it up? Is stealing a dog technically illegal, or is it just frowned upon?
Well, no. Like, if the dog...
Any question
the dog,
that says stealing.
Yeah.
What if
a doctor
illegal.
Prescribes the theft?
What?
Is it still illegal?
We should... All right, so everyone in this story is terrible.
Well...
The girl, not necessarily.
No, the girlfriend was right, in a way, because he said it was getting better. He said his life was better for it.
No, he said he was making improvements on the home. I thought he missed the dog.
No, he said I was making improvements on the home, but and it was sad I was making improvements on the home, and then she broke up, and he's saying, now I can get the dog back.
Yeah. Right. Now
that's not what you get to do. If you have a pet, that's a responsibility, and then you give it up, you don't get to steal the dog back. The dog probably doesn't want to be back there. He had an owner that was just like,
wow.
Hey, fuck you, your hair's everywhere, my girlfriend told me to. So
now you're talking for the dogs?
Now you're putting the owner on blast. Huh?
You're the king dog.
Am I insane? You guys...
So they didn't get the dog together. He had the dog before the girlfriend?
Yeah.
He had the dog. Girlfriend comes in and she's like, I don't like the
if
hair
If I'm the
everywhere.
Dog, I'm pissed at him.
And we're all the dog.
because today we're all dogs. The girlfriend came in and basically... She wanted more attention.
Yeah, and she basically said, choose him or me, and he chose the girl.
And then lovely family comes and adopts the dogs, gives it a loving home, and he's like, I kind of want to steal the dog back now that I'm dumped.
What if here's my suggestion. Don't steal it, but ask for it back.
Wait, ask the dog first.
Yeah.
Like, he should go there, get down on his knees.
Whichever the dog goes to.
Suppose if the dog goes... I forgive you.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's that thing where you stand on either side and you see which way the dog walks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Here's a little trick for that game. Stuff dog food in your underwear.
There you go.
That's why I do that every day regardless, just in case.
You hate dogs.
I don't hate dogs.
You told me that if I got a dog, you would pretend to hit it and kick it every single day so it would be afraid.
Pretend to.
Are you...
Can you believe that? I remember when I fostered that dog and you used to fake hit her. And she would get scared. You can't do that. I know you're not hitting her, but you put fear in her.
Well, first of all, she already came from an abused home.
Which is another reason why you absolutely shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I was trying to like, okay, it's okay. Like, remember when somebody did this to you, but now I'm not going to do it. So I would raise my hand really swiftly as if to strike the dog.
Uh-huh.
And when she blinked and cowered away from me, it showed great reverence to me. And I would then... find myself closer to your dog.
Horrible. Sadistic.
You fucked up ass.
You can only get close to things that show you reverence?
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's a type of respect. I don't remember fake hitting your dog, but I don't love dogs.
I do. I feel like maybe if you didn't fake hit it, you used to talk about fake hitting.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would like talk lovingly and be like, ooh, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to hit you.
That's what it was. And I was like, she can still feel the energy.
Yeah.
I really thought
but that
on,
I think
on top
less
of,
so.
You know, the Humane Society's thing. I think you're a monster.
Yeah, I did advocate.
You advocated closing
Humane Society.
Wait, do you guys have animals? Do you have a pet?
No. Well, but we did.
I did. I lost a pet in a relationship recently.
But I'm
it
so sorry.
To begin with.
But it became hers. It became mine.
Not really.
It really did.
Not really.
Okay, look. So my Kyle thought I didn't like dogs for the longest.
Okay, you didn't. Can we just put that to bed?
He sounds
right
like
now?
Me a little bit.
If there is a side of the line to fall on, I do fall on the side of America.
Of beating dogs.
No, not beating dogs. The dogs.
I just like to go on record.
I don't need a Michael Vick incident.
No, I do not beat dogs. I did not grow up with dogs in the house.
Yeah.
My dogs as a kid lived in the yard.
Right.
And occasionally they would go off for 2 weeks and were a part of a gang and they wouldn't know where they were at and then they would come back.
Come back with an animated series about them being street toughs.
Right. So I didn't grow up with that, you know, dogs on the in the kitchen, and, you know, on the couch.
Right.
So anytime I saw a dog in the house, that was always a little bit like, okay, like, you're not going to get up on the bed, are you? So when I first got into a relationship with a young lady, she had two dogs.
Oh, yeah.
She had...
Ladies love dogs.
Yeah, man. And she had a Burmese Mountain Dog.
A small little cute guy.
No, this guy was huge. Yeah, but with psychological problems.
Mountain dog.
To be fair, the dog was a psychopath.
Psychopath.
Wait, it was huge?
Okay, psychopath. Huge dog. But she got it with her boyfriend before me.
Oh, awkward.
So that was a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't do that ever.
What I don't, so there's a lot of things I haven't told you. And then she had another dog.
Didn't tell you about Kristen, did he?
that she had had for like 9 years. So that was like her dog she got by herself. Then she got another dog with her boyfriend before me. And so then I inherited two dogs. One was like an Indian chief and one was like a psychopath. Right? One was a golden retriever. So I loved the golden retriever. He was kind of chill.
And the other one represented another relationship. And it was also mean. So it's like double bad.
So I would raise my hand sometimes like Amir. Yeah. But, no, I never raised my hand. But I had those thoughts because I'm thinking this dog is destroying our life because at the end of the day, the dog came before me. You know, it was like both of them came before me. So not like Kristen or King here where he's like, you know, he picked the girlfriend over the dog.
He did. I think that's what's
I up. Kind of decided to assimilate myself into the relationship of the three. Shortly thereafter, within a year, I convinced her that the Bernies had to go.
That was after the Bernies gave her a black eye, though, to be fair.
That was right. So I had nothing to do with it. I just said, look.
She tried to play it off like she fell down the stairs. But you knew. You looked around the corner and the dog went.
I said, look, your friends are going to start looking at me weird. And I don't know.
Even saying the dog did, it seems like she was covering for you. No. Right. The dog hit me.
So really, like we literally went through a whole process of having to like find a family for the burn, and it was hard, but she really was like, I'm tired of this dog. Like, I'm tired of the dog controlling our life.
Right.
So we had to find a home. We did. But recently, you know, 4 years later, you know, our golden retriever had a brain tumor. And it's really, really hard because I now, after 5 years, love this dog like my son.
Yeah,
really, right?
More.
I do.
Wow. More than
wow.
Like, really, seriously. Like this guy's my like my guy, and so you realize like now that he's having he had brain surgery and everything, and I'm going through that. Like I feel like I'm a dog lover now. At least this one dog.
Yeah.
And I forget completely the point of my story. I think I was
The point of the story, I think, is do what you can within the law to get the dog back.
Right.
Because it's worth it.
Right. I guess what I was saying is that I wouldn't go after the Bernies, but I kind of would go steal the golden retriever. I would.
Would you steal the dog?
I wouldn't have given up in the first place.
Ah, there you go.
But that's cheating. I'm not asking you that.
I don't think this guy deserves a dog.
It's like I'm saying, would you rather
some girl come in and be like, oh, I don't like the fur on your couch. And you're like, okay, I'll give the dog to a shelter.
Bros before.
Yeah.
As a go,
dogs before hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Bros before hoes, but dogs before that. Dogs number one, then
dogs
bros,
are at the top of the pyramid.
Then hoes.
Okay, so
after
you're
that
saying.
Cats.
So imagine this. You have a dog for 6 months, like the one you adopted.
Betty.
You kept her. So you had her from February to whenever.
That's what I named after. She's black. She's cool as fuck.
And you fall deeply in love with somebody. You have someone in your life who you respect and you want to keep happy as much as you possibly can. And that person is like, hey, I feel so bad even asking, but like this dog is such like a crazy animal. I really don't like it being here. I'll move in with you and I'll do whatever you want if we just maybe give the dog up for adoption, put it in a bigger house and home. You would choose the dog over the girl?
I would never love someone that would make me choose.
That's you lying.
You have so many
again.
Unrealistic rules that's, about dating. It's like I would never date somebody who believes in something. I would never date somebody.
What
who's
if you had a
like,
small apartment? She's like, I really think that the dog would be happier.
I'll never have a small apartment. I'm a pimp.
I am a beast in that regard.
I'm rich now. I'm gonna have a yard. I'm gonna have a house. I'm gonna have a dog, and I'm gonna have a woman who loves all those things too.
But that means
you don't get to make me choose. You're a regular. King David's girlfriend trying to make me choose between my dog and my house and my
Queen
girl.
David.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can read between the lines, but he's basically saying he'd get rid of the dog.
No, I'm not.
Well, okay, so this is what we need to ask yourself.
If I had a bad dog, I would train the dog. And if you come to my house, you tell me I can't get a dog.
What if you found a girlfriend who was perfect? You loved everything about her, and she said, "Get rid of Amir."
But that's such a weird question because like my perfect girlfriend
see
would
that
know.
He can answer.
It's your dog.
A perfect girlfriend would never ask.
No. She's perfect. Except for that.
Oh, they always ask.
No girlfriend wants to live with something else unless it's hers, obviously.
Like yeah, I would. I don't think. I mean, it depends. If the dog was a really shitty dog and it was giving me black eyes, and if it was like barking at her all the time, then I would probably fall out of love with the dog.
So, what's your advice for this guy?
You gave up your dog. Some other people love it.
Don't even ask for it.
I guess you can investigate a little bit. Don't steal it. You don't deserve it.
But we don't know if that the new owner is actually providing the love.
I can't
we just
believe everybody's
it, right?
on his side.
I don't know if this helps.
This entire question is a prank on me.
We're setting you up to fail.
Where is Black Betty?
Where is she? Give me back my dog.
Rick's stealing Black Betty for me right now.
Oh, Black Betty.
I don't know if this helps the question at all, but my current girlfriend has 8 animals.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, she's 2 dogs and 6 cats.
You know where you are on that ladder, right?
Yeah, I'm somewhere in like 4. Because she hates like 2 of them, and I think
she doesn't like the birds. She has a mouse. She likes me the same ass.
Yeah, the pug is way above me, though.
Let's segue into this little break zone, which is following up on your question, which was 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago. You were going away to college, and you wanted to know whether you should stay in a relationship with this person.
Yeah. That was
the advice we gave you was not to.
And it's also the advice you've given every single other person who's even hinted at the idea. And don't you say a word.
Rick, what was your advice? I'd like to hear what the fatherly advice was.
My advice, not having really gotten to know the young lady, and I'm sure she's a wonderful person, was that I stressed how difficult it was going to be.
Right.
And I thought he should, I don't know if it even sounds right if you do this in college, he should date himself. He should actually work on himself. That's what college is about.
Masturbate a lot.
It's about the wrist
exercise.
That's what
I'm doing. I was like, I remember, man. You don't understand. You get on your own. You're there by yourself. You got your roommate. Kind of, when
date
he leaves,
yourself.
You just date yourself, man.
Yeah.
No, but I was hoping for him to actually really not spend a lot of energy having to manage a long-distance relationship. I had a long-distance marriage, so I know how difficult it was.
It's a full-time job.
And so here it is, as a freshman, away from home, getting acclimated to his own surroundings, taking care of himself, meeting new people, studying. I thought that it was important for him to actually get out and explore life as a single.
Take yourself.
Jake, I just want to say, this is what my girlfriend looks like.
It's a picture of a pug.
She is a babe, but at the same time, that advice is so solid that I would give it regardless of what that person looks like. Obviously, it's easy from the outside.
Yeah, actually, this follow-up pup is about you calling your girlfriend right now.
I will do it. I'll do
the
it
The doors
right
are locked. Well, no, to break up with her.
You didn't follow our advice.
Well, ask him how. Well, first,
I didn't.
More importantly, ask him how the year went.
Oh, here we go.
Because I think it's time to actually evaluate how the year went.
Yeah. Right. How did the year go?
So, first term was fine. Second term was a little harder.
And on the relationship or in school?
On the relationship. Easier on the school.
Basically, it's a sliding scale of priorities.
Yeah, exactly.
Whichever one you put to the forefront.
I don't want to make your father uncomfortable. But doesn't it sound nice to be able to fuck whoever you want?
No, because that's not the situation I'm in.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No.
It always is.
No.
By the way, that doesn't make me feel uncomfortable.
Great.
he's one of those dads who's like, did you get laid this weekend? Like, what are you doing? Like,
just like none of our dads. My dad told me once.
Apparently, I gave my son way too many condoms when he went to college.
He gave me 54 condoms.
And he gave
really?
Me back 54
pack of condoms. And I gave you back a couple that I used on.
You gave him back used condoms?
No.
Your dad, see?
oh my god,
this is awful.
The one conversation I had about condoms with my father was like he called my house to talk to my mom. I guess a cleaning lady had like found a condom in my trash can that my friends had opened as a joke. I was not having sex, and he called back. He's like, "Is mom home?" I'm like, "No, she's not here." He's like, "Okay. If you're having sex, use condoms." I was like, okay, wow. Bye. And that was it. That was the first and last time my father and I have talked about
sex. First time I ever took my son to get a condom. You know where it was at? This is beautiful.
Wait, I don't remember this story.
What?
Maybe I repressed it.
No. Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were in Amsterdam.
I took my son at the age of 12. We were in Amsterdam.
When I was 12 years old.
I walked him through
walking down the red light district.
And I remember you said to me, you said, "That... did you bring me here for shock value?"
I remember saying
that. I said, "No, we're just walking through Amsterdam. What are you talking about, right?"
Had you brought him there for shock value?
Oh, yeah.
I was too smart for this dude when I was 12.
And then we went into a store, Condom World.
Condom World.
And we bought condoms. And I gave him my speech on safe
it's
sex.
It's funny. A good lesson. You think condoms are like just condoms, and then you go to Condom World. And it is a world.
It's so much less.
There's so many more possibilities out there.
All right. Well, I guess we have to have you on in like 9 more months to see what the follow up is to the situation. Because I feel like it's still happening.
Right. I'll leave you with do whatever makes you the happiest.
Thank you, Jake.
Long term.
Whoa. Hey.
But I can understand if you sit there thinking this girl's definitely the one, then. And you don't want to break up with her. I totally respect that,
Jake. I'm like your dad, and I couldn't trade up. That's
then you know what? I respect that. I love it. My mom got married when she was 19. My dad was 22. They're still together. They're very happy. But I think at the very least, you should like make some tweaks on your relationship so you do better at college. Your dad's happy. You're happy. Your girlfriend's happy. Everybody's happy. That's what you got to do.
We only have one more question, so why don't we just make this a super long podcast? Then we can.
Wait, how long are we going so far?
We're going to be – it's over 40 minutes at this point. We'll be close to an hour. All right. We need one last female's question.
Female name.
Sorry. Yeah. Female name.
Rick doesn't have to come up with a question, does he?
No. It's not that hard.
I come up with a question.
Do you have another lady?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Melissa.
Melissa.
She became a lawyer.
All right.
No, she did not.
There's more than one Melissa, son.
Is no lawyer.
Melissa number 2 writes, "Hey dudes, in the summer holidays, which is about a month from now, my friend and I are going to Spain on a party vacation. We've been planning the trip for a year and are going there, just as everyone else, to get drunk every night and hook up with dudes. This has already become sort of a tradition, and this is our third year going, and from the last times, I can safely say that the number of cute, sexy, horny guys there is dope. All sounds great, right? Here's the sitch. I just met the sweetest and funniest guy, and we're really hitting it off. I can tell he is already completely in love with me, and I'm falling for him too. I can see this is the start of a long-term relationship, and I could even picture myself marrying this guy. What should I do? If I start something serious with him now, I'm guaranteed to not have any fun in Spain, but I also don't want to lose him. The trip was also quite expensive, and I can't bail now, as my best friend would never forgive me. She had a pretty bad breakup with her boyfriend and has been looking forward to this for a long, long time. Can I just tell the guy to call me again in a month? How will I not feel like I'm cheating on him when I get me some random hottie in Spain? I really need advice, and I know my two favorite internet nerds / womanizers will help. Love, and please answer Vic." This is one of the hardest questions we've ever gotten.
I love how everyone's just totally okay with just calling you guys nerdy Jews. And it's not a problem.
It's because we take ownership of it.
It's funny, when I was in eighth grade, I was like so scared anybody would call me a nerdy Jew. And now
it's your job.
That's what I refer to myself as.
Do you guys, like me, find yourself like, vacillating back and forth on an answer as she was saying, like, stay with the guy, but then it's like, oh, also maybe you could just do this one thing, and then it's like, oh, but she also is like, marry this guy, but then also this is for her friend and she doesn't want to let her friend down.
Does the guy take steroids?
Oh, great question. Hold on, let me email her.
We want him to be a roided out dog stealer.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
We have to clear that up first. Does he have a dog and does he take steroids?
Rick, perfect. Do you have a daughter?
I do.
Okay, so what if your daughter approached you with this conundrum? What would you say?
It would be the most awkward conversation in the world.
Right. Well, no, I think my daughter talks to my son about these issues more than she talks about me. To me about it, which is fine, as long as she's talking to one of the men in her life.
That's good.
In this situation, I don't know how old this young lady is.
Let's say college age. Yeah,
it sounds like she's in college, third year.
Narrowed it down to junior.
Specific. And her name is Melissa, now that we think about it.
I get a sense that she's in school in, I don't know where.
Wait, why do you get a sense she's in school? She has enough money to go to Spain.
Well, she has like, she's had like vacation, holidays.
Does dad spoil Sasha?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
there you
go. Exactly. But no, I think right now to actually project all the way out to marriage with this young man she just met.
Right.
I think is no different than she could project all the way out to marriage with some kid in Spain.
Right, so you're going to throw a wrench in it right away and be like, you're not necessarily going to marry this guy, not, so don't start acting as if you're married.
I think you're taking that very seriously. I think she's just like, I really like this person.
No. I think she's quite set on, I'm about to head out of college now and I need me to latch on to somebody right now, and this is option number one.
Oh, you think
right.
It's like a money thing? Like a
No, it's not about guy. Money. It's always about money.
It's about settling down.
It's about settling down. Down, which is she's thinking more about moving away from her life of heading to Spain every summer and actually having a blast, drinking and dating, and
this might be her last
sleeping. This might be her last foray, and she's saying, "Okay, I now know that when I do come back, I'm going to settle down with this guy here and give it a run. Do I basically wait because he might not be here a month from now?" And I say, "Look, you know what? You're not evil for actually." Actually being open and upfront. Because if you're going to marry this guy, you want to be open and upfront to begin with, which is like, hey, look, I do this every year. I'm going to Spain. I'm going to hang out with my girlfriend. I don't know what I'm going to get into, but you're going to be on my mind because you did that to me in span of like one drunken night. I'm assuming they were drinking.
There was nothing about that.
You're
assuming so much.
I love it, though. You've inferred the perfect amount.
Right. So I think she definitely don't throw her girlfriend who needs her right now under the bus, because in life, whether you're married or you're dating, you're going to have friends in your life that you want to stay connected to, and they're going to need you. And she seems, to need her best friend now. And this is something they do. Keep these rituals, because when you're 10-year, 15-year married, you're going to want to get away from a week or two. Now, what you do is on you in that week or two with your best friends.
You're literally promoting cheating right now.
I said, which some people cheat, some people don't. But what I'm saying is they still need to have friends, and they still need to create space and get away.
Anybody worth dating who's single is going to have other suitors. So you want to go away to Spain for how long was it? A month?
Sure.
And you assume you're going to come back and that person is going to be available to you again?
Yeah.
Because that's a dangerous assumption.
Well, yeah.
No, maybe this dude might have a month. But I think that's the part where she's got to make this decision. She's like, either I lock this down right now because I care about this guy and I'm going to like have a different experience in Spain. Or she's going to say, you know what, this guy's great, but I really value this time that I have in Spain to go crazy and be with my friend. This might be the last time I do it. So I'm just going to take the risk and try to wait. And if he's gone when I get back, then fuck it. At least I had fun in Spain. So, yeah. I think she's got to decide for herself what's going to make her the most happy.
You know what? I got a 14-year-old daughter. She's now in the phase where she's into, boys. And really boy crazy. Fortunately for me, it's usually one boy at a time. She doesn't fall in love with a ton of them. Think. Well, this is what she communicates to me. I think she has boys she finds attractive, and then she has a boy she wants to like really go after. And what I've said to her is other boys if that she's admired or want to date that really haven't reciprocated the interest. I always say to her, as your father, you deserve a man in your life someday who actually pursues you and actually chases you and holds you up to that on an altar. That's what I want for her, because I don't want her chasing a man. And so it sounds like right now this young lady's concerned that she's not worthy of being chased. So if she goes to Spain, she's got to have in her mind that if this is the man that's going to marry her, this is the man that's going to chase her to Spain. Or at least be thinking about her the whole time she's gone, so that when she does return, he's there waiting for her.
So you're saying, let's say, quick vote, go to Spain or stay with the guy. What do you say? Just those were the two options.
I say, I mean, I threw out my advice, but I would say definitely, because you only just recently met this person and you definitely don't know if he's that kind of, like, if he had known him for a month, I think it'd be different. But since you just met him, I'd say go to Spain.
Go to Spain, Rick?
I say she go to Spain, Italy, France, England, Nassau, Bahamas,
Iceland, Berlin,
Iceland, hook up with my girl Berglund.
Icy, getting hot and icy.
Getting ice in Iceland, and come back. And as soon as you come back, see if the guy's there, and if he chases you down again, you know you got the right one. He's been waiting on you.
There you go.
All right, let's end there. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
End there?
Yeah, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
But the outro song is 42 minutes long.
Awesome, so we're awesome. Perfect, shit. Perfect. Yeah.
Yes, the email address, if you want to email in your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And if you have your own theme song submissions, please keep those coming. The first one was from that amazing singer-songwriter techno robot Eagle Sigurvinsson, and this last one is from somebody named Emily.
Thank God.
So wow, please that's, enjoy.
It's
thank
from,
you.
It's from
thank
my
you
girlfriend,
Kyle.
Actually.
Yeah, Kyle and Rick, thank you guys so much. Do you have anything you want to plug this if this episode comes out on Monday?
I want to plug my son staying in school.
Okay, that's good. I would support that. And then, Kyle?
Follow me on. Actually, no, don't. That's not a good idea. That's a really bad idea. Actually, I don't want to end up like Doobs.
Don't follow him.
Yeah, don't follow him on any social media.
Definitely don't go to Twitter and look up Foxy Maximus and follow him. That's
and if you do follow him, unfollow him.
Yeah.
This is the race back.
Follow
to
him and unfollow. Yeah, I would love your phone to just get like 100 alerts from new followers, and then you go to look and it's the exact same. Follow him and unfollow him, people.
For those that agree with me when it comes to my son. You can follow if I get Kyle. What's the over under? I have like 200,000 people following me, right?
Yeah.
If I double, hold on. If I double to 400,000 in the span of the next like month from people that are gonna follow Rick at Rick A. Fox at Rick A. Fox
to keep Kyle in school.
To keep Kyle in school, please.
This is a campaign.
Oh,
this is
I
a
love campaign. It.
Keep hashtag Kyle keeps Kyle in school.
Hashtag keep Kyle. In school.
And if you don't, I quit.
Oh my gosh. Now we have to really have you guys.
So high.
So the hashtags are Kyle quits school and Kyle stay in school.
Yeah, it's a count. Yeah,
it's a full campaign. All right, guys, thanks for coming and thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
If I were you, there's just one thing I think you need to do. Take some time. Sit down with both your friends and mine. Jake and Amir will help you brighten up your day. You don't have to fear, they'll help you. Everything will be okay. So when you close your eyes or look into mine, you think that I'm a smoke show? Do you think that I'm a dime? And if you don't know, why not write in to the podcast show? If I were you, the podcast show starts now.